Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Shaw moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Otis steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Otis scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. McKinney moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive towards short. Patek catches it and throws to second to double up McKinney. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is hit by the pitch. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado bunts towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Egan moves to second. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. May scores. Egan moves to third. Alvarado moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields the ball and throws to Drago covering. Safe. Egan scores. Alvarado moves to third. Bradley moves to second. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Alvarado scores. Bradley scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Johnstone scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Patek steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek moves to third. one out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. May reaches second base with a double. Keough moves to third. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Keough scores. May moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. May scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton takes first base on ball 4. McKinney moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Melton moves to third. Reichardt moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May takes first base on ball 4. Jim York now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley strikes out. May drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bradley out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough moves to third. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Jim York. Bart Johnson now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough scores. May moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Patek strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton strikes out. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. May takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. Reichardt moves to third. May moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan strikes out. 2 outs. Dennis Pepke now catching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvarado for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. 1 out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. 1 out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Savage pinch hits for Al Fitzmaurice. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rooker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Rick Reichardt. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. May reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. Stroud scores. It's 11-6, White Sox. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May moves to third. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Schall moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Kirkpatrick strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.